The Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. This is the Refreshment Club with Don McNeil. And don't forget, these Refreshment Club programs come to you every day at this time, Monday through Friday. You can be a member of the Refreshment Club and attend every one of these daily meetings without going out of the house. And you can enjoy ice-cold Coca-Cola in the same convenient fashion any day, anytime, right at home, by keeping a supply of bottled Coca-Cola ready in the family refrigerator. All set? Here goes the show. The Refreshment Club will come to order. And let's begin with the roll call. Clark Dennis.
Yes, indeed.
Helen Jane Velke.
I'm here.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
Don McNeil himself.
Hello.
The meeting is yours, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, here we go. I feel a song coming on, but don't worry, it's only a song title. I know that you know something about Clark Dennis, our Refreshment Club Romeo. You know that he's taking part in the Shakespearean production up in his neighborhood these days. But perhaps you'd like to know a little more about Clark. I know from some of your letters, some of you would at least. Clark, we're going to interview you very briefly here. When were you born?
Gee.
Oh, come on. This is all in the up and up. When were you born?
Well, you got me. I can't think. Let's see. About 19...
How old are you? Let's figure it out. How old?
24.
24 from 30. Oh, yeah. You were, huh?
I haven't figured that in a long time.
All right. You're 24, all right. Clark, what did you do when you were a kid? What were your ambitions?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I wanted to be a doctor like my dad.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Dad's a doctor, huh?
Yeah.
And when did you start to sing, Clark?
Oh, when I was a young kid in the boys' choir.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Were you a boy soprano?
I'm afraid I was.
Now you're down to a tenor, huh? Wait a few more years, we'll get you as a baritone, but you're doing all right as a tenor. Then you sang with various orchestras, didn't you, Clark?
Yes, I did.
What are some of them?
Well, I sang with Benny Pollock and Orville Knapp and Jay Whidden and Raymond Page.
Mm-hmm. You were out in Hollywood for a while, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
How long?
Year.
Year. How much do you weigh, Clark?
150.
150. Now, we're getting someplace. What are your... take note of that, Papa. What are your hobbies, Clark?
Oh, swimming and golf. And hockey games.
Oh, yeah. I played golf with you one time, remember, Clark?
Yes, I did. I remember.
You're pretty fair.
Oh, you should talk.
No, I know. I'm not so good myself, but I like the way you play. You know, you're just a diamond in the rough. we call Clark the Flint Flash. Were you born in Flint, Michigan, were you?
You said it.
And what color are your eyes?
Hazel.
Oh.
Woo-hoo.
What color is your hair?
Dishwater blonde, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were going to say auburn there. All right, I guess you've got a pretty good picture of Clark now. He stands 5 feet...
Nine.
Nine. in his stocking feet with his bedroom slippers, which he has on now, about to sing a lovely ballad in the chapel in the moonlight.
How I'd love to hear the organ in the chapel in the moonlight, while we're strolling down the aisle where roses and twine. How I'd love to hear you whisper in the chapel in the moonlight, that the love light in your eyes forever will shine. Till the roses turn to ashes, till the organ turns to rust. If you never come, I'll still be there till the moonlight turns to dark. How I'd love to hear the choir in the chapel in the moonlight as they sing, "Oh, promise me."
Told you yesterday, George Kaiser, the hillbilly violinist, the Brookfield Flash, is here today with his fiddle. You know, George is sort of the hillbilly. He told his wife that he'd sure like to visit his home in the hills someday and see old Paint. She said to George that she didn't see why he couldn't forget his old girlfriend. But when it comes to mountain climbing, that one hit with a thud, didn't it? You got it, Helen Jane? Thank you. You know, when it comes to mountain climbing, George Kaiser is a regular Greta Garbo. He's certainly sure-footed. In fact, his left foot goes a little faster from walking along the sides of hills, so George has decided to dedicate his fiddle solo today to his left leg and his left foot. Wild Dog. Thank you. George Kaiser, the Brookfield Flash. We're going to town with Wild Dog on his fiddle. Now, Helen Jane, what are you going to sing?
Well, I'm going to sing Don't Kiss Me Goodnight, son.
Oh, it's kind of a superstitious sounding thing, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is. But you're not superstitious, are you, Don?
Oh, no, not in the least. You mean walking under ladders and that stuff?
Yeah.
No. Well, the only time I ever heard of anyone getting hurt, really, walking under a ladder, was the night that Bo Bremel, that's our viola player, viola, you know, Bo Bremel, he eloped with his wife, see?
Mm-hmm.
And she threw her suitcase out the upstairs window and it landed right on his head, see?
Well, gee, I better ruin the suitcase.
Well, it didn't do Bremel's head any good either. You should have heard him yell down there.
Well, it's a wonder he didn't wake up her father, Don.
Well, he wondered about that, too, at the time. It was an awfully dark night, and he found out later that the girl's father was holding the ladder for him. Don't kiss me. Good night.
We spent a lovely evening watching the moon aglow. Now that it's time you're leaving, just say goodbye and go. Don't kiss me goodnight, for if you kiss me goodnight and your arms hold me tight, I'm certain, my dear, we won't say goodnight. We'll just linger here till dawn. Don't say I love you, for if you say I love you, I'll say I love you too. And once you confess, how can I leave you? Then we will caress till dawn. It brings a sorrow when we say adieu. There's always tomorrow to look forward to. Don't kiss me goodnight, because your lips will invite thrilling hours of delight. I can't trust my heart, the moon is too bright, so we'd better part. Good night.
Well, and here's a rousing football number, Pigskin Parade, dedicated to a small college I read about. They're going to have a new concrete stadium next fall. Seems the alumni have decided to use their heads. I'd like to take Bob Denton, our recording secretary, out to lunch sometime, but he's a doggone particular about what he eats. I don't know. What about it, Bob?
Well, have you ever noticed at lunchtime that whatever you eat soon makes you thirsty?
Now, with bottled Coca-Cola in your refrigerator, you'll find that its pure and wholesome refreshment has a place on every luncheon menu. It is a real taste thrill with food, with sandwiches, salads, cookies, and favorite luncheon dishes. Coca-Cola makes them all more delicious. When you have company for lunch, ice-cold Coca-Cola is especially welcome. Guests enjoy it, and it saves so much trouble in making preparations. For all you need to do to serve Coca-Cola is to get the bottles thoroughly chilled in your refrigerator. That is made easy for you with the handy family carton that contains 6 bottles. Easy to buy, easy to carry, easy to serve, and so refreshing. Your dealer can supply you. All right, Don.
All right. We can supply you with Clark Dennis. Our freshman club, Romeo, who is on hand here and very much on foot, everybody's feet, including my own, but who's now standing on his own, which are clothed in the customary carpet slippers. We can't seem to break them of that habit. Clark is, as you know, trying out for the Shakespeare part in his neighborhood, and Clark's been complaining to me here. He said they're trying out 2-3 other fellows now for the part. They claim that he looks too young. So I don't know what we can do about that. By the way, Clark, what's the matter with your upper lip, huh?
I'm raising a mustache, Don.
So you can look a little older, huh? I see.
Don't you think my mustache is becoming?
Well, may be coming, but it hasn't arrived yet. You came to my rescue, Clark Dennis.
You're the greatest thing, the sweetest thing that happened to me. You happen to be my ideal. And as I recall, you seem to fall from out of the blue. Just when I needed you, I needed only you. You came to my rescue. I was low, I was frantic. You came to my rescue. It was oh so romantic. I saw you and adored you, and I began to live. Here's something to reward you. My heart is all I can give. You found me in danger of a life ever dreary. You found me a stranger, alone, alone. Some angel had to say, I pray to stars above, and you came to my rescue with love.
It's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Flow Gently, Sweet Afton. Remember the old proverb, the soft answer turneth away wrath. Well, how many times we say something in the heat of a moment's anger, an argument, that we regret later on? I think the hardest thing in the world is to stay really angry at a person, someone you know well. After all, there's so much good that you know about everyone. Two sides to every question. So why go to the bother of being on the outs with someone? Too much trouble. After all, remember, two enemies are merely potential friends who just don't know each other. Jane, what can we expect from you today?
Well, I imagine I could sing a song.
Well, I know, but what song?
I could ask you if it's true what they say about Dixie.
True what they say about Dixie? Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be the fellow who'd know about that. We have someone here who's going to lead that small swing combination behind you who's quite a mathematical wizard, you know. Eddie Ballantyne.
That's right.
He's the guy who'd know about that. Really, he's a mathematical wizard. Even when a mere boy, he was considered a problem child, you know, and he's got the answers to many, many things. I wonder if he knows that it's true what they say about Manna. That's the other trumpet player.
A little gore.
The Italian trumpet player there. Manna has an uncle, you know, in Rome, Italy. They say, I don't know whether it's true or not, they say that Manna's uncle over there in Rome is sending him some prize hogs. So a man is learning how to speak pig Latin. Do you think that's true, Eddie?
No!
I don't know. Just take this one. Is it true what they say about Dixie? That'll do.
Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolias blossom round everybody's door? Do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream but a dream so sublime? Do they laugh, do they love like they say in every song? Well, if it's true, that's where I belong. Now, is it true what they say about Swanee? Is a dream but a dream so sublime? And do they laugh, do they love like they say in every song? Well, if it's true, that's where I belong.
And now, my friends, we bring you once again a man of vast wisdom and knowledge. Man who has attended all the universities, gleaning this great knowledge which he brings you at no cost whatsoever. A man who will answer the perplexing, will answer the problems of the heart, home, and garage. The people's church, I take great pleasure in introducing the voice of inexperience, Elmer.
Ah, oh, that's the sweetest piece of music that was ever written.
Okay, Elmer. Elmer, here's a letter first. From Millie Street. She says, after keeping steady company for 4 years, my boyfriend gave me a watch. Do you believe this means anything?
Not necessarily. But if he gives you another, I'll say that he was two-timing you.
Whoa. All right, Elmer, here's another letter from Mrs. Gabby DeBate, who says,
quote.
Thank you. My husband, who is in Paris, cabled me on his birthday and asked me if I wanted a Rembrandt or a Titian for my birthday. Which should I take?
Dear Mademoiselle DeBate, indeed you are very, very lucky to have a birthday. Your handwriting analysis tells me you choose the right guy for a husband. You want to know whether you should accept a Rembrandt or a Titian? My answer is, most of them French cars are very good, and you can't go wrong.
Thank you, Albert. Thank you very much. You too may have your, well, you know what I mean. Elmer will do it. With the eye swing, Walter. So the Refreshment Club must adjourn for today. Be with us again tomorrow to hear Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, Walter Blaufuss and the orchestra, the cadets, and yours truly, Don McNeil. Meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.